So I've had a listen of the album today. It sounds beautiful.
Oh, nice. You get to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, I did, cheers. Yeah. Cheers. Been had such a busy few months. How are you doing?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, sort of. Just it's kind of funny, like the preparation to a sort of second album that's been anticipated, you know, like just talking to other people about myself all the time.
Yeah.
Is an interesting...
Does it get easier?
No, not really.
It is a strange thing, isn't it, for an artist to suddenly sort of... People yeah. asking questions like, but why did you write? I don't know, it just felt good, sounded good.
And it just depends how tired you are and how energetic you are and how much you've been drinking, and your just answers differ. It's interesting.
I bet they do. Do you ever make them up? Some people do.
Yeah, every now and then. Yeah.
Okay. Depends. Promise you won't do that with me, because I just look like, oh, you will now, won't you? But we're going to do an album of the week, actually, and I was listening to the record this morning, well, in two different guises, just around the house, just sort of having coffee and just sort of pottering around, and then on the crazy sort of hectic London Underground bus commuter route. And it was a beautiful relief from that in both instances. Oh, nice. I adore the record. It's really beautiful.
I imagine it would be quite an interesting listen in London. On the tube, there'd be some interesting bits.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll talk about it a bit more in detail because I've picked four tracks that we're going to play throughout the week, which are Small Things, In Dreams, Time Is Dancing and Evergreen. They're the ones that really kind of like...
Nice.
Did something to me straight off, aside from the singles, of course. But this is a meaty album, isn't it? There aren't, you know, sort of 2 minute in and outs. This is, you know, sort of big gestures, isn't it?
I imagine it'll be a difficult listen at points, but I think there's a lot of content in there. There's a lot to get through, but I think it'd be challenging for people, but I think it'd be rewarding in the same respect. It felt like the right album to make at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I find it truly exciting that I can play these, you know, sort of big 5-6 minuters on the radio, because you don't hear that so often. So it must be a nice feeling to be able to release that, and people are still putting it on the radio now and supporting it in that instance as well.
Yeah, I mean, you're just so blessed. It's been really funny a couple of weeks realizing the anticipation for a second record. You know, we're so blessed that people are looking forward to hearing it, which is great for me, you know, because we sort of so focused on it for so many months, and then you almost kind of come out of your box and you go, okay, cool, is everyone still here?
Yeah, and they are completely. So when I listened to the record, I mean, it sounded to me like you were in a room just full of, or either just one of your favourite guitars that you've just picked up and just spent so much time with and really explored it, or maybe you've got loads of them in the room, but there's harmonics on there, pedals, effects, the songs sort of merge into the next song. I mean, it's really crafted, and it's a really beautiful guitar album, I think.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of variation in all the guitar tracks. I think it was definitely a winter for me where I was playing around with a lot of different sounds and really enjoying myself. I think that comes across, obviously, the songs are a different beast altogether, but in terms of guitar tracks and stuff, it was definitely a time of enjoyment for me, you know, like to be able to have a sort of creative freedom with it. And again, play with, like... the guys in the band, you know, like it's very much a band project, and just to kind of work off each other on guitar parts and stuff, and really be fascinated by what other people were doing at times. It was an exciting winter, definitely.
Yeah, and do you think it's definitely a winter record? Could you have written this in a hot place, do you think?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. I think the place is definitely etched onto it to a certain extent, but yeah, I mean, it might come out exactly the same. It just... It depends. Exactly that time and place, it feels right. So I think that's why I'm still here talking about it, because I'm excited by the prospect of it almost coming out and people listening to it in the summer and people listening to it on the tube in London and in different situations that wasn't where it was born, sort of thing. So it'd be really interesting to see how it translates and
the way it grows and ebbs and flows and okay, perfect. Well, out of the ones I've chosen then, Small Things, In Dreams, Time Is Dancing and Evergreen, which is your favourite from that you know sort of first jumps into your mind?
To me, I think Small Things is probably the strongest song in there, I'd say. I don't know, they're all so different. Each track was kind of like a weird little passages of time, but I don't know, they're all just...
It's like asking you to choose between your children, isn't it? Shouldn't really ask.
In a sense, yeah, I suppose.
But Small Things is the opening track, isn't it? Which I always think is quite an important thing.
Yeah, well, so I guess, that sort of answers the question. I felt like that would be a good starter.
Just a good kind of statement of intent, I suppose, for the forthcoming record. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So when we're thinking about the sort of writing and recording this album, what's the one memory that you'll never forget from it? Which thing, whether it be something really funny happened or something turned out how you weren't expecting it, or...
Yeah, I sort of see the. I have like a kind of photographic memory of the whole experience. So it's funny. I remember the really beautiful blue sky days where I remember moments when we got out of the studio more than when we were actually in the studio. And we actually sit outside and take a bit of time out and have a cup of tea and sit in the sunshine. There's a beautiful courtyard there, a few little just adventures into the countryside when we sort of drew a line under something because we'd kind of rattled our brains so much that we couldn't be inside anymore. So I have really photographic memory of like big blue skies and really green hills.
Yeah, and do you tune into that sometimes when you're performing? No, but I know what you mean. It's the whole
kind
of moment.
Green hill and the blue sky.
It's the sound of music, really, isn't it?
And the yellow sun.
The sound of the album seems to just be growing, I think, every time I listen to you. And it's just a sort of expansive sort of soundscape you can almost kind of lose yourself in as well. Last time you were here, you said you'll probably make a hit, like a 2-minute sort of song album next. Like
back
a
really to back bangers.
Yeah, back to back bangers. Was that just a fleeting kind of...
That's probably how I felt at that time.
Yeah. It's like, bah.
I don't know. Today I feel like I'd like to just write, solo introverted songs on guitar. But day to day I changed my mind. So we'll see. I don't know. I think the nice thing with the album was it tested where we could go in terms of expanse, in that sort of songwriter essence of things. Because it's still like a real upfront vocal through a lot of the album, but there's a lot of different layers to it, and it's cool. The record's like I say, expansive, and we're just interested to go there for a while, so we'll see. I don't know. I changed my mind on an hourly basis.
Well, ultimately, it is your prerogative, isn't it? Your name above the door, you do what you want.
That's amazing. People give us the freedom to do that. Yeah, we'll see.
Well, rightly so. I hugely enjoyed listening to it, and I look forward to listening to it more and more. I really, really do.
Nice one.
Loads of shows supporting this. We'll tweet up a link to all of those as well.
Yeah, back on the road.
Yeah, back on the road. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I bet you are. Well, thank you so much. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, nice one. Thanks.